Go to TMA Electric in Port Huron for all your electrical needs. From service upgrades to LED lighting to a full system check and oil change for your generator, along with preventative maintenance. Call 810-266-1450 or stop by. They're at 2514 Chestnut in Port Huron.
There's nothing more frightening, but just frustrating than hitting the microphone button and it doesn't go on. And that's what happened. And I'm not saying that Jeff Wine has anything to do with this. I'm just saying that the other time that it happened, he was in the studio.
I just happened to be here.
Just the variable, that's all. Good morning, Jeff.
Yeah. Good morning, Paul. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thanks. How's the real estate market in 2023? How are we moving along through the summer?
The response to that question that I was taught years ago by a sales trainer named Tommy Hopkins was unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
And it was funny, I was talking to Charlie Lee Barrett last week. I said, hey, Charlie, how are you doing? He said, unbelievable. So I guess it works for cars, too.
Right, exactly.
It really is. I will stumble to answer that question. The statistics don't look great. I mean,
yeah.
the number of sales are down.
Yep.
So units are down. Prices are up. It's more difficult. Interest rates are up. Affordability's down.
But you're comparing that to coming off a really unbelievable time
in real estate. Which was unbelievable.
you know,
because I mean, you're right. 2020 to 2022, we should have been, you know, your education, my education would have told us we would have been in a depression.
Right.
You know, with the pandemic and all that was going on and the uncertainty of things. And just the opposite happened. And so now we're kind of muddling through a market where there's not enough demand, or
right.
I mean, I'm sorry, there's not enough supply to meet the demand. And even though rates have risen to just under 7%, historically that's still low.
Yeah.
I mean, when I bought my first house, I think they were certainly in the middle teens, if not, we were coming off 18. 15 seemed great. And when we got down around 10 or 11, you know, we thought we died and go to heaven.
Right.
So things are, so demand remains strong, employment remains strong, there is some wage growth, so the market, maybe it's coming back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
One thing that has changed recently is the number of homes on for sale, and either for sale or new listings are both up.
Okay.
So not a ton, but some.
Yeah.
And possibly we'll see some inventory. I know a local landlord that had a number of properties was doing a bulk sale of 46 properties that he was asking $6 million.
Wow.
You know, so the average is somewhere around $130,000 per home, you know, which may or may not be a value or not. You know, you have to look at each one individually, unless, of course, you're an investor
who
does want to buy all 46, but so that may something like that is, I don't believe, I'm sure it's not included in that 342 homes currently on the market in St. Clair County.
Yeah.
So if those were all listed, and then all of a sudden we have a 40% jump in available inventory.
Happened?
What's wrong? Yeah,
right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Why is everybody dumping their property?
Yeah, where's everybody going?
Yeah,
is everybody leaving? So,
that is an issue with statistics.
What,
you know, boots on the ground. I've been doing this for 36 years. I'm still, you know, people are calling. You know, we want to sell our house.
Mm-hmm.
Mom and dad have gone. Mom and dad want to downsize. We want to sell. A younger person or couple wants to purchase.
Yep.
We're finding, especially in that market, let's say under 240,000, is that you've got people moving, first time home buyer, people wanting to downsize. That home is in that price range is typically, it wouldn't be a surprise to find it. That it's maybe on a basement, 900 to 1,300 square feet.
Yeah.
A one or two car garage built, you know, 1950s to 1980s, or maybe the newer ones on off of Range Road yesterday.
Right.
So But most the newer ones aren't going to be under 240, but the older homes may be. So you've got first time home buyers, people downsizing that have been homeowners for a long time. And then because we have so much water in our community, there are people that are looking at it as a second home or an urban cottage. So are you going to be Armour, Wright, Omar, Stone Street, 10th Avenue even? Or maybe they love to boat and they want to put a trailer in a garage and be by the Riverside Boat Launch or Water Street Boat Launch to come up from Macomb County or Oakland County. I don't know. I don't see that as often, but there have been a few homes, let's say, over on Arch Street that have sold over the years where most of them are converted into year-round homes now, but there were a couple garages with a place for a cot in the back years ago, you know, where that, so that activity was going on, where they could either tie a boat up and leave it there for the summer, or they're just down the street from the Water Street Boat Launch.
Yeah. So there's a lot of possibilities, especially for people who are moving up here from elsewhere.
Sure. Oh yeah. Or just want to dip their toe in the water.
Yeah.
You know, and we sold a house, on LaSalle a week or so, close 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago. The couple had boated in our area for years and years. Mm-hmm. And now, she had lost her husband, time to retire. So she and her sister are going to buy a smallish, or smaller house, in Port Huron, and possibly buy a boat and leave it at one of the marinas. So I think she's coming from Macomb County or eastern Oakland. Yeah. So,
well, you know what they say, location, location, location. A house in Port Huron is going to be more affordable than a house in Oakland County in most cases, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We're still a real bargain, especially for before we went on the air, if we are on the air, you had mentioned a conversation you had overheard our news story with Candace Miller.
Right, yeah.
And we are fortunate. I mean, we have water, an abundance of water. We seem to be good stewards of it.
And pretty stable weather. And that's what Candace was saying, was that, you know, people are going to start recognizing that Michigan doesn't have as much extreme weather, whether it's heat or hurricanes as other parts of the country.
Right. And if they don't realize it and arrive here in busloads or plane loads, I guess that's okay too, because we're enjoying it.
Yeah, exactly.
But it seems that a neighbor and I were talking about that kind of thing, that maybe years ago the decision was made by the good old boys. Mm-hmm. It used to be a term that we're going to keep this. We're going to discourage.
We don't want tourists.
We don't want tourists. Right. And we don't also want lots of other manufacturing people here, because they're going to compete with they're going to take our employees.
Status quo.
Let's just keep it the way it is. And it seems as though that was very successful for a long time. I don't know. I think people are finding us for the reasons I just mentioned.
Well, and look, our population is declining. We need to bring some new blood into the area.
Right. And however they want to come, let's be welcoming and let's welcome them.
Yeah.
And as far as the employees go, we were having dinner on Monday night, and the manager, as we were leaving, the manager says, "Do you know of any cooks? We need to hire two, maybe three cooks."
Everybody does.
Everybody, you know. And so here I'm a patron leaving, and I said, "Well, my daughter says I'm a great sous chef," and I'm thinking maybe I could have at least gotten an interview
part time. I mean,
he did kind of say, "Well, come back and see us."
There you go. Do real estate on the side. Work in the kitchen during the
day. We won't let your listeners know where I'll be cooking, but you never know.
You never know. Real quick, Jeff, I want to talk about property taxes, because that's something that people tend to overlook sometimes when they're buying a new property. Is what are we going to be paying in taxes? There's a way to sort of estimate that.
Yes. What I suggest, and what the common misconception is, that I'm going to pay taxes on half of what I purchase a home for.
Yeah.
So I'm going to buy a house for $250, and my taxable value is going to be $125. And whether it's the city of Port Huron, Fort Gratiot Township, Clyde Township, Marysville, St. Clair, whatever, I'm going to apply that, the applicable tax rate, and go my merry way. Mm-hmm. There could be good news in that, and there could be bad news in that.
Yeah.
The way it works, and I'll say this briefly. I won't defend it because people aren't going to believe me anyway. They're going to believe what I just described. So go to the state of Michigan's website, michigan.gov. Go to the search bar and put in estimate my taxes.
Okay.
And that will take you to a very nice, easy-to-use program. You'll need to know the state equalized value of the property you intend to purchase, the municipality that the property's in, and the school district. And that will, it may not be 100% accurate. I think the most recent tax tables that they have uploaded are 2021. Soon they'll have 2022, which will be somewhat more accurate. Regardless, typically tax rates in a municipality aren't swinging a ton anyway. I think in the city of Port Huron, I heard James Freed mention a few weeks ago that we were being, they were going down 3 mils because of the way we'd we're handling garbage services. So the city is going down a little bit of a break. Maybe we'll get another break in the city when the sewer separation bond is finally paid off. Who knows? But so go to the state's website, estimate your taxes that way. Sometimes people will find that instead of $125,000 taxable value, it's going to be $90,000, even though they paid more than double the $90,000, but that's the state equalized value. They paid $250,000, not $180,000. Sometimes it's going to be more. I looked at a house in Fort Gratiot Township that's currently pending. I believe the asking price was $500,000. So let's say that it sold for $500,000. Let's make that assumption that it sold for $500,000. I looked up the SEV was $224,500.
Okay.
So it's not, it's going to be the state and or the Fort Gratiot Township assessor believe it's worth $450,000 or just under
$450,000. Okay.
So in that case, you're going, your taxes are going to be a little bit less than maybe what you had anticipated. Still, what's somewhat challenging in the in Michigan is I can't move. Let's say I have a, I can't necessarily move and down to a smaller house and save on taxes.
Right.
You know, I looked at, actually I did a comparison of a 1940s, 1950s house that would sell in the city of Port Huron maybe for $300,000. The taxes for the new buyer would be, I think, around $6,000 in that particular house, and they were going to be $4,500 in Fort Gratiot or something. So, you know, for us. So there is, sometimes there's a, you can't always downsize and save on taxes.
Taxes are inevitable.
They're inevitable, and you may as well plan for them. And what I really encourage people to do, though, in, is find out, and this is like the stuff that's not all that exciting, sexy, or glamorous about the real estate market. I mean, taxes, use restrictions, homeowner association rules. It really impacts your use and enjoyment of the property, and things like you a high rate you can you may be able to live with. Maybe it's going to be 2 or 3 years.
Yeah,
you know, in rates you may possibly you can catch it on a downturn and refinance when it drops. The rule of thumb used to be a half percent. It made sense to refinance, so maybe you can time that. Taxes, expect them to be at least the same going forward, if not a slight increase. Well, actually, they are going to increase the rate of inflation or 5% each year regardless.
Right.
So at least under our current tax system in the state of Michigan.
Yeah, but good to know going in what you're dealing with rather than be surprised after you make
the purchase. Right, and I had that conversation, let me see, it was probably early in 1997, shortly after the current tax system went into effect, and someone didn't, it was unclear at the time when the law first changed, who's supposed to file the principal residence exemption. Well, Jeff didn't file it. The title company didn't file it. The lender didn't file it. And guess what? The homeowner didn't file it. And I had a really uncomfortable conversation with the new homeowner when that tax bill came out. And she was taxed 18 mils higher than she should have been.
Whoa.
Which, that's another part of that is to make sure that it is, a lot of times people, like the 46 homes mm-hmm. that I mentioned a few minutes ago,
yeah.
those are going to be taxed at the non-homestead rate. Let's say the Millers want to buy that and use it yep. as their principal residence. Mm-hmm. Let's make sure that the principal residence exemption is filed with the yeah. municipality where the house is.
Right.
It used to be the local title company or would do that.
Yeah.
You know, Huron Title will do that. Other title companies, that's not necessarily so. They're going to ask the homeowner to do it, or yeah. someone else is going to have to do it. If it doesn't get done, it's very yeah. expensive.
This is why you need to have a realtor to
this
help
is
you
why
cross you have, the T's and dot the
yeah,
I's.
Yeah, and then you can have that uncomfortable conversation with them and take a pound of flesh or something out of them if it's wrong going forward.
All right, all good stuff to know about. Jeff, always appreciate your insight into the real estate market here in the Blue Water area. Enjoy what's left of summer.
Have a nice summer. I will continue to do. You didn't mention my D'Antonio.
No, I didn't.
But Mel Tucker, I guess, is the new guy.
Yeah,
but I'm trying with, anyway.
Nice Spartan shirt there.
We try. So happy football season. Go Lions.
Excited
go Spartans. Go Wolverines.
Can't wait. All right, thanks, Jeff.
Go Northern.
Go everybody.
Go everybody.
Go football.
Go football. Should be fun. Thanks, Paul.